Warcon decided to start celebrating a bit early. He opened a bottle of Bertal, sent to him by the ugly Sulliston Senator Wool, in what was a clear attempt to curry favor. The two had clashed more than once, but Warcon recognized a being determined to hang on to what he had, and so rather enjoyed the sparring, particularly if an apology gift was as delicious as this beverage, which deserved opening a second bottle, and perhaps a third. So it was that when the vidcall came at an obscene hour in the morning, he woke slightly bleary and disoriented. Warcon knew who it had to be, but as he sat up in bed wincing, his head throbbing, and his mouth flimsy dry, he thought that Grand Lord Vol could have waited until a more respectable hour to announce the Sith victory. He threw on a robe and stumbled to a chair, pressing the activation button, and grew quite suddenly stone-cold sober. It was not Lord Vol. It was Roki Kem. The large green eyes were crinkled in a smile that was languid, but had nothing of kindness about it. Roki lifted a three-fingered hand and gave him a little wave.
"Good morning, Senator,"
she said in her melodious voice. Had Vol not struck? Had she been alerted to the attempt? His danger sense was screaming in the back of his mind. Something had gone very, very wrong.
"It would be a better morning had I been permitted to awaken at my usual hour," he said.
He kept his voice pleasant, but allowed a tinge of annoyance and confusion to creep into it.
"I am so sorry,"
she said, her voice sounding genuinely apologetic.
"But I stumbled across something I think belongs to you, and wanted to make sure you knew it had been found."
She held up Lord Vol's head. The Grand Lord of the Lost Tribe had died in terror, or torment, perhaps both it would seem, if the wide staring eyes and gaping mouth were any indication. Unable to help himself, Warcon recoiled in horror. Raw, pure terror shot through him.
Who are you?"
Roki's smile deepened, its sweetness obscenely at odds with the severed head she continued to hold up.
"Who I am is unimportant. It's who I will be that should concern you. Who you will help me become."
She waited, enjoying playing him, enjoying his terror. Warcon swallowed, reaching out in the force to press calm upon his trembling body. Regaining a measure of the control that had enabled him to climb to the position of High Lord, he asked,
"And who is that?"
Her smile widened, and her blue face shone with happiness.
"The beloved Queen of the Stars."
He had recovered sufficiently to let out a snort at that.
"What kind of a title is that? You're insane."
She shook her head, long, flowing, blue-green tresses waving gently with the movement.
"Oh no, Warcon. I just see farther than you. My vision is vast. You will meet me tomorrow. Yes."
"Yes.